Turning my attention to athletics, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal. Beautiful weekend for athletics, Patsy. How has the athletics world been this weekend?
Well, the beautiful weather helped immensely, and you only could but enjoy it all. It was a bit cool this morning for the Donegal 5K, but of course the sun broke through, and later in the day the Donegal development squad got together at Finn Valley from all the clubs, with coaches from all the clubs involved, which was indeed a great success. That was later in the afternoon. But this morning, the action was in the road round Letterkenny, and it was the Donegal 5K, and a good opportunity for people to bang out a race as well. So, and there was always going to be the club rivalry. But Jared Gallagher was a clear winner of the event in a 15:11 time for him, which is good, strong running. And then he was driving hard for home, and then followed home by Martin Cunningham from the Tyrconnell Club. Of course, Martin would have won the National Masters 1500 metres earlier this season. And indeed, he just made it there, 2 seconds to spare from Patrick Brennan from Finn Valley. And Patrick, of course, in his age category in the National Masters on the track a few weeks ago, finished third. So that was the story in the men's. And Nikita Bourke was really another big story of the day, the Letterkenny athlete. She did a 16:01 over five. It's a PB for her, of course. And I just continue to be very impressed with Nikita Bourke, and on the track, on the road, and everything. And she's just about to break into 16 and 15 odd, and that'll be really, really progress. But not only that, she's running with great fluid style, and looks really confident of herself. So well done to her. She beat Claire McGuigan 16:38 to her from Liverpool Man, and Natasha Kelly of Finn Valley was third. Finn Valley took both the teams and the men and the women, but it's early days, and the next time all these guys will come together in this sense will be Donegal Senior, November the 1st. So we'll await that with a bit of anticipation, and see when everybody gets into the season and see how that works. Yesterday, just catching up on some stuff from yesterday, Brendan Boyce was in Lithuania. He completed his season. He finished 10th in an international race to over 20K, 125 odd. And he wouldn't have really been all that happy with his performance. But look, it's been a hectic season for him, and a bit of an unsure season, because he was preparing for the Olympics at one point, and then he had to change tact. And of course, he has a 50, as I keep reminding everybody, he is a 50K walker, and this was 20K. So, the significance is pretty much. So that was the story there. Yesterday we had good athletics, a really long, long day of throwing at Finn Valley, and it was they came from all over Ireland, from Tipperary, Galway, all over Dublin, Meath, and so on. And it turned out to be a great opportunity for our local throwers to get in against them, and they were glad to get the opportunity. So basically, the big story there was, of course, Gavin McLaughlin. I give you the story yesterday, but 44:34, I think, was his throw. Broke the discus record and stadium record, of course, and club record for Finn Valley and Donegal record. And so big breakthrough for him, breaking John Kelly's record set in Sweden a couple of weeks ago. So interesting that a discipline like that, the record, Donegal record, went twice in 10 days. So that's positive. And then also we had Adrian Gallen again from the first Durban out at 54 metres plus in the hammer. It's been a great season for her, and it only underlines, how good she is. And in the season that's in it, in the uncertainty of the season. So, really continue to be impressed with her. And the other bit of news from that meet yesterday, in which there was big crowds involved, was Daniel Hearn from City of Derry Athletic Club. She broke the Masters javelin record, and she went home pretty happy having achieved that. So, busy weekend, and we're looking forward to next weekend, next Sunday, the Champions Cup cross country back to Finn Valley again. And there's a Fit for Life 4K as well, which is rather unusual and a nice new challenge for some of those people who haven't been involved in a championship race ever. And that's got a good reaction. So there's that, and there's underage athletics from 9 years age up to 16. And we're looking forward, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we can keep this weather for a few more days and get in sharp the winter. And it's just so much more enjoyable when the weather's good.